And it's 33 minutes after 9 o'clock. And joining me here in the studio is Matt Filer. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Cliff. Thank you.
Indeed. So we were just talking about what do we call this thing? It was the preseason dinner, which is coming up soon. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Preseason dinner is always the day before opening day. So this year it's Friday, May 31st. The doors open at 6, no host bar till 7, and then there'll be dinner will be served at 7. You get to meet the team and meet everybody that you haven't seen since last August.
In case you're wondering what we're talking about, it's Humboldt Crabs.
Oh, yeah. Course,
this is the baseball team. Yeah, it's not the critters that you cook up.
Yeah. And they're... It always sells out. You can't get tickets at the door, but there's about 400 people that come, and it's a real nice event. It's a nice way to kick off the season. We have a silent auction, and all proceeds from this go toward ballpark improvements, which you'll see when you get into the ballpark. There's a big, huge new batting cage out in left field.
Really?
Yeah. 70 feet long by 12 feet wide.
Boy, that just came out of left field, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey-oh. Yeah, you know, a silent
Cliff's had a lot of coffee this morning.
You know, you mentioned a silent auction. Here's what I have in my mind. You know, the first time I heard about a silent auction, I imagined someone signing, you know. It was all in sign language, you know, and then...
Or Harpo with his horn.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about the Crabs. You got a new batting cage, which is pretty cool. What does that mean for the team?
Well, it's a good recruiting tool because it's some place where the players can go and work on their hitting. We sometimes they'll throw off behind a screen a short distance, like when they take batting practice, they don't really stand on the mound. Sometimes the players will hit off a tee, but we're getting a pitching machine, Iron Mike pitching machine. It holds 600 balls.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So they just come shooting at you, go pang, pang,
and it just throws fastballs, and it'll go up to, I believe, like 85, the high 80s. And
nice. Wow.
And yeah, and so the high school team will probably use it. The HSU club team will probably use it. And I know the Crabs will want to use it a lot because they just live across the parking lot. So be hard keeping them out of there probably.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So what does our team look like for this year?
Well, as usual, it looks good. Robin Guyver always does a good job of recruiting. We've got a few people returning. Clay Cedarquist from last year, Drew Bradshaw from last year. We did have Tanner McIntyre from Virginia Tech coming back, but he did something to his rotator cuff.
Wow.
And we've got a few local kids, and we've got some new kids. There's people from Sac State and South Dakota State, and we've got a kid from Dartmouth coming. And some of them big, some big pitchers. Those 6'5", 220-pound pitchers are the ones you really want to have because the league voted this year to play four games against each other instead of three. So when you look at your schedule, there's a lot of doubleheaders, a lot of doubleheaders.
Wow.
Because they'll come in like Friday, play a single game, Sunday, a doubleheader, and then a single game. I mean, Saturday, a doubleheader, and a single game on Sunday. The doubleheaders on Saturday are going to start at 4 o'clock, so everybody isn't getting home at 2 in the morning.
Good call. That's a very good call. So let me ask you this. How is it that the Humboldt Crabs are so successful? It's almost like Pleasantville. You just kind of expect that they are going to have a great winning season.
I know. They lose a couple games and everybody says, what's wrong with the Crabs this year? What's wrong? And last year... We didn't have the best hitting team. You know, the team average was only like 235 or something. It wasn't high. But they won. They won. Mm-hmm. They only lost 9 games last year. 46-9, I think they were, and they won the league. They won the tournament, and it was exciting. It was a lot of one run games.
You do that well in the majors, and. Yeah. You're absolute heroes.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how they consistently, considering there's such turnover, because, these are, college kids.
It's almost a new team every year.
Almost a new team. There's a few that come back. How is it possible to have such a winning team every year?
It could be the weather.
It's good baseball weather.
Well, some of them really like playing here. Some of them love that it's cooler. Some of them are in their jackets the entire time and freezing. But they like coming here. We have you've been there. It's a special place, the Arcata Ballpark.
Absolutely.
You go in there and there's an energy and there's an excitement that you just don't find anywhere else. And these players, baseball is not very big in college. You know, they may play in front of a couple hundred fans, sometimes 25, and their girlfriends and parents and that sort of thing. And then
they have sold out games.
Yeah, they come here and there's 1,000 up to 1,800 on occasion people that are just screaming and yelling, and we've got the band, and we've got the first base side, who is always very vocal,
right.
And the players love it. The players just really enjoy playing here. And living in Arcata, you know, it's small and it's condensed, and they live right across the parking lot from the field and many other similar collegiate summer teams. It's homestay. And here they're all together, and just in a couple blocks, they've got movie theater and places to eat and
really
stores
team.
To go shopping.
Really builds team. Mm-hmm. This is like the team they talked about in the movie Field of Dreams. You know, when Moonlight Graham was talking about how they would find the players jobs. This is just like Field of Dreams, and except it's real.
Yeah, and if anybody out there listening has any jobs for the players, they really need them. A lot of them do need to work. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't want to work, but a lot of them do need to work while they're here. And if anybody's got anything from like a semi full time job to doing your lawn to cleaning up. Brush in your house, you can go to the Crabs website and navigate your way around there to help how to hire a crab.
It's baseball at its purest. I grew up in L.A. A Dodger fan. I went to I saw Sandy Koufax pitching when I was a kid.
Best left-handed pitcher that ever lived.
Absolutely, and it was great. But this is pure. This is as pure as baseball gets.
It is. It's what baseball's all about. And in case everybody doesn't know this, they do not get paid. These are college, D1, D2, some community college scholarship players that during the summer they want to go somewhere where they can work on their skills. And their assistant coaches decide where to send them, someplace that they feel might be good for this particular player. And they don't get paid anything. If we paid them, it would be in direct violation of NCAA rules. So they're not semi-pro.
They're
just college kids.
Yep, having fun.
Yep,
doing it for experience. Now there have been Crabs players that have made it to the show, as it were.
I think there have been, actually, now we're in our 69th year
right. This
year. I think there have been like 60 players that have made it to the major leagues. Not all of them have managed to stay for a long time, mm-hmm. but that's really quite a few when you consider they're coming from Humboldt County.
Right.
And some of them have done really well. Dane Orge has done well. He talked at our preseason dinner one time, and I think he has three rings. And Greg Shanahan, who lives down in Petrolia, he pitched for the Dodgers, and he's got a couple World Series rings.
It's exciting.
And we're really hoping that Brett Pill is going to get up with the Giants. I guess he's tearing it up down at Fresno again because he had meniscus surgery, and mm-hmm. he's rehabbing. But,
that's exciting.
Vinny Pistano for the Cleveland Indians is like the best setup man in baseball right now. If you ever look and see him at the eighth inning, it's always like 0-0-0.
It's exciting. Crab season just about here. And real quick, last time you were in here, we talked a little bit about the new bleachers. The new bleachers, but the new stands that are underway. How's that coming?
Well, we had a little bit of a detour because we had to get the season together. But you'll be hearing more about this, and that we're going to be starting a fund drive to raise money to replace the bleachers. The bleachers are 30, 35 years old.
They're old.
And
they
need to be replaced. And the thing is, the bleachers are expensive. And we need to raise quite a bit of money to replace them. The new ones will be still bench aluminum seats, but they'll be powder coated in whatever color we want. And they'll be enclosed, so you can't like drop your phone or your jacket or your child through the seat or anything.
We've all dropped something.
Yeah. And they'll include their own press box, so we'll be able to access the press box from the top. And nice. Underneath the stands, they'll be able to put the ticket booth and the what we call the annex and the souvenir stand underneath the stands, and the flow will be behind them. Nice. It'll be nice. It'll be very nice.
What do you think, next season?
We were hoping originally for next season, but that I really don't think that's going to be possible. We're really talking about a lot of money, and I know that people are generous, and we'll be able to get some grants and some donations and, you know, a lot of individual donations. But managing something that, you know, is in excess of $500,000 is a lot of money to come up with. So if anything, it'll be June of 2015, but, you know, it'll be sometime in the future.
Okay. Well, Matt, we're running out of time, but and I know you got to get going because you got to be there in a few seconds.
Well, I'm supposed to be there in a few seconds, but if anybody is waiting to get into Humboldt Arts down the street, I'll be there.
In seconds.
I mean, Ferndale Arts.
We're already in Ferndale, so that'll help you quite a bit. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff. Thanks for having me.